WCO.
4ZLK.
ZLK, say K4WCO. Is your granddaughter still sleeping in your shack? And how copy over here at Table Rock on the portable?
Not still sleeping. She did take a nap here this morning. They stayed the night. And you sound good. You sound good. Are you out enjoying the cool weather today?
I'm just kind of enjoying fall in general this weekend. Went up to Sassafras yesterday. Went over to Twin Falls today. And now we're at the park headquarters. You know where the lake is and the visitor center. That's where we are.
Beth will take Ada there and sit on the swing or on the porch there and read books when it's nice. Beth was sick most of the week, and last night I came down with something. I'm okay. I'm just not feeling the best. Thank you, Ada. She's making little Play-Doh burritos for me. But otherwise, we'd be out enjoying the weather, too, I think, or enjoying the fall.
Pretty good here, but up on top of the mountain, it was spectacular. Just looking at a tree here, right here, Table Rock, and it's bright orange. I'm gonna take a quick picture of it.
Seems like it's, I've been outside a few times. It seems like it's pretty cool out, and the leaves look good. I'm afraid I'm gonna miss the, if I don't get out tomorrow, I'm gonna miss the peak, I think.
Not too bad out here. It's in the low 60s, maybe 61. I've got shorts on and a sweatshirt. Perfectly comfortable. And so what do you think you and Beth have? What's the latest and greatest germ going around picking?
She had the flu. She was pretty achy and a bad sinus infection. And I just think I have a cold. It just hit me out of the blue last night, and it's kind of the typical cold where it makes me feel bad for the first day or so, and then it eases back up, and I'll be all right. Just, you know, kind of get over it. I don't feel too bad. I don't feel like I have the flu or anything like that.
Get to feeling better. Sorry for the delay there. We're both taking pictures. I do love this time of year. It's just so beautiful. I wish it was sunny, though. You know how the leaves kind of really pop when the sun is hitting them? You know, the overcast is definitely not doing the leaves any justice.
What, 4 or 5 weeks after Helene, we had the beautiful sunny weather, and then today it's cloudy. But it does really, when the sun shines through the leaves, it really does make it nice. I guess you heard my son got his license, right? He's a KQ4WJT. There we go. KQ4WJT. And that's Seth. He also works up there at Benton Roofing.
I believe I did see that. I was really busy on the signal group.
Good. I forgot about that. I'm just telling everybody I know on ham radio.
Congratulations. Congratulations to Seth. Now, can he hit this repeater from... He lives up in North Carolina, right?
He's up there in Hendersonville, and with the right antenna, mobile, you can hit it most times. He lives in Greenville. He's actually sitting in the room here with me, so... And also, Edith checked in on the net last night. She surprised me when I heard her. I knew who she was as soon as she started talking.
N4A's Eddie.
Recognizing N4AZE. I think you were coming in on this repeater. I got the N4AW and the other VFO. Well, hello there, Seth. This is John, K4WCL. I live back in the Atlanta area, and I also live here. Like it better here, but I got a job in Atlanta. So, I guess your dad probably told you. I forget what the owner of Benton Roofing now, Caleb Benton, but I knew his dad when I worked for a distributor in Jacksonville, Florida, like 35 years ago, and Roger's son, I guess who was the owner, was just a little bitty baby back then. So it's amazing how the world is a lot smaller than we think. AZE, go ahead and pick it up. You got John here, Kilo 4 Whiskey, Charlie Lima, looking at the beautiful colors here at Table Rock.
Yeah, I was just going to tell. I thought, was that Shane in there?
Dude, how are you today? N4ZLK.
You're doing good, Shane. I just had turned it on and heard what you were saying. But tell your son congrats on his license there.
Thank you. He'll be on the air more. We get him a bigger radio. He's got an HT that he's listening and getting in when he can. So, but thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Race. I just turned it on while they had the in between the cautions there. But yeah, congrats on your license there, young, and you're gonna love it. Catch you guys later. Thanks for letting me in. N4AZE.
Nice to talk to you. Go ahead, John. N4ZLK.
Stay really, dude.
Lives on the air, so that's what I call him, dude.
For the rest of my life, I promise you. Very cool. Very cool. I guess the old man got Seth, gave him a handy talkie as his first radio. What kind of radio did you give him?
Since he was young, if you get your license, I'll buy you your first radio. And doggone it, Connor beat me to it. Connor gave him the HT, a little Yaesu FT4X. He gave it to him a couple weeks ago. So now I've got to spend a little more money and get him a mobile radio.
Don't cheap out on them. Get them a ID5100 or just buy them an FTM. What's the latest and greatest? Yaesu 500, 600?
I got picked up an FT6000R, FTM6000R. It's a dual band, but it's only one at a time. So it's not dual receiver, dual VFO, but it's a great radio. I've been very pleased with it. It's the one I was using the last few months going down to Atlanta. I had to replace my old Kenwood.
Here you guys talking about mobile radios there. I'm also in the market for one. I was recently checking out the FTM 500 from Yaesu. I'm not so sure that's what I'm really wanting to get, but having the dual transmit receive for APRS sure is handy.
And I can't remember the last three, and I'll talk to you. Yeah, they're good radios, those three and four and 500s. Good dual band radios. A little more pricey than the 6000, but you can't go wrong with them.
I'm also kind of looking at the Icon 5100A, but my understanding is that's a little bit older model.
Station John might be able to help you with that. The 5100 is a good radio. I know everybody loves them. I think they still make them. John's got one. Several people I know have them. They're great radios. John, are you still in here? K4WCL and 4ZLK. Pictures. And John, if you're listening, or Lori, you can hear me. Hello. Hello, Lori. Nice to hear you. I guess I didn't hear you. I just want to say hello, but other station, go ahead.
Listening and getting your guys' opinions on, you know, maybe what currently available things. I'd really like to have one of those Kenwood 710s, but, you know, they discontinued that. Seems like they're not really anxious to put anything else in the dual band 70 2-meter radios.
You can, you know, look for them, find them used in good condition. If check all the sites and just keep monitoring, they'll come up for sale. But they get snatched up quick because they're good radios, just like the ID5100.
I don't understand why Yaesu decided to put a smaller screen on the FTM 500 versus the FTM 400 that they, I think, discontinued.
Telling what engineers decide to do or why they decide to do things like that. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, does it?
I can agree with that. Being an engineer, I do plenty of things that don't make sense.
I stuck my foot in my mouth. Sorry about that. But we all know it's true.
My boss says the same thing. He's like, so why'd you do that? And I'm like, well, I really don't know. You know, something had to be done.
Some space to see if John was going to come back in. Maybe his battery died on him. I know he's portable out there at Table Rock, the office. Anyway, tell me your call and name again. I'm sorry. I know I've spoken with you. and I know that I will recognize both of them as soon as you say it.
K4WCL's back.
You got a ID 5100, right?
Two ID 5100s. That's the sixth station at both houses. I just picked up an ID 52 last Tuesday. That's what I'm on right now.
The HT, I guess. This other gentleman he's looking for a mobile radio, and I think he's looking for an opinion on those.
What's the other station? What's your call? What's your name? Looking for info on the ID 5100. Go ahead. This is John, K4WCL.
I'm not sure what happened to him. He was there, and he disappeared. Just like you did a minute ago. You just totally disappeared. You all right?
This guy came up to me asking me about the radio, so I had to go into my amateur radio ambassador mode.
Hire one. You'd be him. And hello to Lori, if she can hear me. Miss Lori, nice. Hope you guys are out enjoying a nice day today.
I guess, you know, I'm a salesman. I've taken on kind of a new role. I'm trying to sell. I've sort of unofficially taken on the role of being the unofficial official salesperson, spokesperson for LARC. So I've been trying to help Tony out a little bit. You since you're not on the a member of the club, you're probably not part of our group's IO. But I'm trying to help Tony a little bit more, promote the club a little bit more. But if that station's listening, I absolutely love the ID 5100. To me, it's the best dual-band radio I've ever owned. If you're an old guy like me, it's got a nice big display. It's easy to read. Very intuitive radio, very easy to program without a cable and a computer. I really don't have anything bad to say about it. If I had something bad to say, and this doesn't really mean anything to me, but I know the Yaesu radios have color displays. The ID 5100 just has a monochrome display, but other than that, it's a jam-up radio. K4WCL.
Where he went, but hopefully he's listening. Did you hear me say that Edith checked in last night on this repeater onto the net?
You posted that on Signal as well. Yeah, she's, you know, Edith is big in the sailing community, and she was the, I don't know, race coordinator for a sailing race up on Kiwi this weekend. And we were going to try to hook up on Jack's repeater, 6 Mile 1, and we never did. But I'm glad she was able to get in and check in.
Connor and Seth and I were sitting on the front porch last night listening to the HT. Connor, K4HNR, and Seth, KQ4WJT. I'm trying to say his call enough to get used to it. And all of a sudden, I heard her voice. As soon as she called net control, I knew exactly who she was. It was funny. And it surprised me. It sent me back for a minute. I thought I was listening to the wrong radio.
Suffix again? Whiskey Juliet Tango, is that correct?
Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango.
Listen out for him. Yeah, Edith is one of the nicest people I've ever met in ham radio. She's my buddy. We talk all the time, privately on Signal. She's a good gal. I really like her a lot.
I did join the club. I joined last year, last December. I just never signed up on the group's iOS. I'm still not familiar. I haven't done a lot with that. But I figured since I was using the repeater so much, I'd go ahead and join the club. I didn't really get much attention, which is fine. It wasn't the reason I joined, but I'm sure I'll renew again this year.
WCA.
Whiskey Charlie Alpha, go ahead. K4WCL.
K4WCL. I just want a quick check on how well I'm getting into the machine. Let me know if I'm full quieting or not. Over.
You sound good to me. I'm on a portable at Table Rock State Park. You sound good here. Name here is John, by the way. I'll forward over to Shane and then tell us what your name is there. Whiskey Charlie Alpha.
Where's that LK Shane? and I'm at home, not far. Copy. Perfect signal. Very quiet. Go ahead.
Outstanding. I'm not really sure how to read the power scale on this thing. You know, it goes from 0 to 100%, and it's infinitely variable, so I have no idea actually what the power is. I don't have a RF power meter. So I wanted to say thank you very much for letting me butt in. I'll back out now. My name is Michael. I'm in Asheville, KI4WCA. And the guy up there at Table Rock, you doing any simplex on 2? Over.
Not today. I was up on Sassafras yesterday, and I put my call out on 4652. Didn't get anybody. I did hear one of my buddies back in Gainesville, Georgia. And you had a great signal there, Mike. I think you said Mike from Asheville. Very good. Hopefully you guys are doing well up there. And we're not up on top of Table Rock. We're down here by the reservoir. This isn't Table Rock Reservoir. We're on the right off of Highway 11. There's a little visitor center. So we're just sitting here at the visitor center on the back porch, sitting in a lock. Just enjoying a beautiful day here.
Absolutely outstanding. One of my favorite ways of having QSOs. I remember watching my girls at lacrosse practice and jumping on the Mount Mitchell machine and other machines from there, which always amazed me, with the HT, and just having a good old time and sort of waving the flag for amateur radio. Of course, most of the other people thought I was nuts. That's just comes with the territory. Well, then I'll say best 73s to both of you, KI4WCA, Asheville.
Nice to make your acquaintance, KI4WCA. Beautiful signal, and I hope everything's good for you up there in Asheville. N4ZLK. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, and good to meet you. And hopefully we'll chat again here on the Caesar's Head machine. So, anyway, have you gotten used to the new schedule there and the sunshine and all those things that you missed for a few years?
Always easier going back to the day shift than it was switching back to nights. The hardest part was having to handle the packages again. That I was sore for a couple of days because I hadn't done that in a couple of years. So, but it's all right. I feel like, you know, I leave before dark or before light in the morning. It's just getting light, and I'm getting home after dark. And of course, it's going to be worse next week. But it feels like when I'm working now, I don't see Beth as much as I did when I was working at night, just because she was home from work when I was getting up and getting ready for work. But it is what it is. It's the way it was when I worked package car as a package car driver all those years. It was just long hours. Now, you know, they make us take our lunch, and then we got at least 9.5, 10 hours worth of work every day. So that's 11 and a half hours right there of actually being out on the road.
Working 4 days a week, though, correct?
Correct. I'm off tomorrow, so it's nice to have the long weekends. Off on Mondays, can get a few things done, and when we're feeling okay, we're not fighting anything. You know, we can get out and do something. So I do enjoy that.
WCL. I didn't realize you were off on Mondays now. I think you were off on Wednesdays when you were on night. So, yeah, that's nice, having that 3 consecutive days. Boy, you and Lori got the good life there. Although she's only working 32 hours a week. It sounds like you're working about 45. But, you know, you'll be pulling the plug soon. Maybe not as soon as me, but you know, Tony, TMD, W4TMD, I was talking to him Thursday on the way down to get Lori at work, and he has 16 more days to clock in and out, and he's pulling the plug.
Tell him congratulations. I know he's really looking forward to that, and I know you've got it counted down, too. I know it's not 16 days, but I know you know the number.
So happens that I do 5 months and 4 days. I don't know, but but if you go to my QRZ page and go about halfway down through my bio there, click on the word retirement, it'll take you to a countdown clock. It's not in hours yet. It's in days and hours and minutes and seconds, but I try not to dwell on it too hard. But, you know, when we were hiking up at Twin Falls, I said to Lori, I said, just think about it. You know, next fall, we'll be able to do this any day of the week we want.
Right, but you know you're going to miss it. I give you 4 weeks, and you'll be grabbing for the phone, trying to make calls to set up some sales.
Negative Ghost Rider. No, I won't miss it. I've been working since I was 12 years old. I'm looking forward to seeing what not working is like. You know, I'll miss the people. I've made a lot of great friends over the years. You know, you stay in the same industry for 42 years. You meet a lot of people you like. And, you know, I do have some customers that I've known the entire time I've been in the roofing industry. And I'll give Seth a little bit of advice there. The roofing industry is a great industry to be in. So stick with it. You can definitely make a good career out of it and do very, very well. And there's a lot of good folks, good down-to-earth, you know, kind of folks. I've really enjoyed the people.
Okay. Yeah, we've already noticed it. And in just Seth's short time of doing what he's doing, he's already made some good connections and gotten some callbacks for some bids and things like that. And Connor, same way. Connor's been doing it a little bit longer. And that it's nice when you've got those connections and you've got people that look for you, you know, ask you to do, you know, give you a bid or something because they've used you before and they like working with you. Just that camaraderie and I don't know. Makes work a little bit better than just work.
What kind of sales you're in? Sales is about relationships, and you're not selling anything but your integrity. And that's something I've always tried to keep in the forefront, you know. And I'm not trying to toot my horn, but I don't think I've really ticked off many people in 42 years that, you know, if people hear that I'm retiring, although most of the roofing world knows it, it's not really a secret. I don't think too many people say, good, can't wait to see that jerk get out of here. And, you know, I think I've maintained my reputation well.
John, from the couple of years I've known you, you've been a true ambassador on ham radio and a joy to talk with. So I'm going to let you go, though, John. Ada's over here, and we're going to have dinner here in a little bit, celebrating Nadine's birthday, which was early October, so we're late on that one, of course. But anyway, really enjoyed talking to you. I'm glad I heard you. I was sitting at the desk getting ready to make a CW contact, and I heard you give your call, so I jumped on you instead of making that CW contact. Tell everybody hello down there. Hello to Miss Lori. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hope to do this again soon. K4WCL and 4ZLK. I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, I don't know much about Charlie whiskey these days. I probably know more about the whiskey part than the Charlie whiskey, but every once in a while I'll make a CW contact with the aid of a computer. I can send perfect 30-word-a-minute code with Ham Radio Deluxe. But when I retire, I am going to get my code speed back up to where, maybe not rag chewing, but I could at least, you know, make a quick contest kind of contact or DX kind of contact, you know. It don't take a whole lot of skill to hear your call sign at 30 words a minute and send 5NNTU, you know. I can do that now, I'm just a little rusty at it. See you, old man, and I appreciate the kind words there, and I feel the same way about you. You're a good ambassador. Everybody I talk to on this repeater knows you and talks very highly of you, Shane, so kudos to you there, and looking forward to hearing to hearing Seth on the radio. 7-3, I think we're going to wander around the property here, and I think we're going to... We've never been to the entrance on the other side of the lake, so I think we may go over there and hang out for a few minutes. This is K4WCL, 7-3.
10-4ZLK.
Hey, W4DJW, just before you get it, just tell KQ4WJT we said congratulations. And hello, John. I haven't talked to you in a while. W4DJW.
You're doing good. I'm getting ready to step inside the visitor center and use the little boy's room. I'll be back shortly. K4WCL.
I just wanted to tell our new ham radio operator congratulations.
He's smiling, and he said thank you. He'll be on the air hopefully a little bit more very soon, but thanks again for the congratulations. N4ZLK.
DJW clear.